KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 51 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy now today with a high around 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health and Cass County Public Health officials on Saturday said an additional case of COVID-19 had been identified in the county. Cass County Public Health said they were conducting a contact tracing investigation on the case to identify any close contacts who should monitor their health symptoms and self-isolate. Details concerning the person's age and where they reside were not released. The person previously reported on April 12th to have tested positive for COVID-19 was released a couple of weeks later from the hospital, but this is a new case. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson said with many persons or businesses reopening and some normal activities resuming, it's more important than ever that Cass County residents take preventative measures to slow the spread of this virus. Wear a mask when you're out running errands, wash or sanitize your hands frequently, stay home as much as possible, and practice social distancing. Social distancing simply means, she says, to stay away from groups of people and to keep a 6-foot distance from other individuals. The most common symptoms of COVID-19, as you've probably heard multiple times, are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. They can appear anywhere from 2 to 14 days after exposure to another infected individual. Other symptoms might include chills, muscle pain, sore throat, or the new loss of taste or smell. If you experience any of those symptoms, you should call your health care provider before going into the office. The provider may have special instructions for you and will determine if you should be tested. Creston police report the arrest on Friday morning of 27-year-old Maya Lynn Curran. The Belton, Iowa woman was taken into custody on a Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. Curran was turned over to Montgomery County deputies. And a Creston woman residing in the 600 block of Grand Avenue in Creston reported Friday that sometime between 10 a.m. and noon that day, someone stole a BF Goodrich 275 R16 tire and rim from her property. The loss was estimated at $180. The Griswold School District Board of Education is set to meet this evening at 5:30 at the Griswold Elementary School Library. Some old business on their agenda includes 300 series board policies, approval of a resolution to set a public hearing for the issuance of about $1.8 million in sales tax refunding bonds, and a COVID-19 update. New update, our new business during the Griswold School Board meeting this evening will cover establishing for 2021 a convenience charge of online deposits, nutrition prices, registration fees, and activity pass fee, approval of fuel bid specifications, technology support bid specs, a Spanish three-quarter Spanish waiver for 2020-21, and a consortium agreement for academic and therapeutic services. The Griswold School Board will also act on the first reading of additional 300 series board policies. A public hearing on a possible 2020-2021 early start calendar will take place this evening as part of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board meeting. That takes place in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. Persons interested in attending via telephone conference call should notify Superintendent Trevor Miller prior to the meeting by calling 712-764-4616. During the board's regular session to follow the hearing, the Exira EHK School Board will discuss and possibly act on approving 2020-21 fees, a late open enrollment request, and early start 2020-21 calendar, the 2018-19 audit report, approval of a resolution to consider continued participation in the instructional support program, and approval of personnel hires, transfers, resignations, and other similar matters. And the CAM School Board will hold a public hearing this evening at 6:30 in the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. First up on their schedule is the hearing on the 2020-2021 certified budget as published. Afterward, the board will move into their regular agenda with discussion and or action on, but not limited to, any resignations, contracts, also approval of the certified 2020-21 budget, approval of requests for a move on the salary schedule, consider and or act on lunch prices and a fee schedule. CAM School Board will also act on approving a board policy revisions and an updated list of Iowa Connections Academy graduates, the updated list of ICA graduates as well, and a discussion and action on a health report. Also, the Adams County Public Health Department reported Saturday evening that the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Adams County. The individual who contracted the virus is a minor, but no other information was released. Joan Gallagher, administrator for the Adams County Public Health Branch Office, said in a news release that while this is Adams County's first case, it may not be the last, and that's why we encourage all residents to continue to make prevention a priority. KCCI-TV in Des Moines is reporting that the Polk County Pediatric Medical Collaborative has confirmed Iowa's first confirmed case of pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or PMIS. The positive case is said to have occurred in an eastern Iowa child. The state had not officially confirmed the case, though, as of the last daily update. Health officials said a relatively small number of children will be affected by and suffer from the condition, which creates a persistent fever, inflammation, and poor functions in organs such as the kidneys or heart. Some children may also show evidence of blood vessel inflammation, such as the red eyes, a bright red tongue, and cracked red lips. PMIS is rare, officials say, but it can be deadly. Officials say the syndrome seems to develop a week after a child was possibly infected with COVID-19. The new disease is similar to Kawasaki and toxic shock syndrome. Doctors say the infection can lead to inflammation of the heart muscle and arteries, and your child should be seen by a physician if they have a fever of more than 48 to 72 hours. Well, on Sunday, state health officials in Iowa reported five more deaths and 323 additional cases of coronavirus had occurred. The Iowa Department of Public Health said 351 people have died so far from COVID-19 in the state, and 14,651 have tested positive for the disease caused by coronavirus. For some infected people, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, the virus can cause severe illness or death. But for most people, it causes mild or moderate symptoms such as a fever and cough that clear up in 2 to 3 weeks. Commencement was bittersweet for University of Iowa graduates who were forced to leave campus early amid the coronavirus pandemic. Cedar Rapids Gazette reports that Provost Montserrat Fuentes addressed up front the impersonal nature of Saturday's virtual convocation for the university's largest College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in a recorded message, noting that people are heartbroken. Ceremonies were also held virtually last week for graduates of Iowa State University and University of Northern Iowa amid the pandemic. Johns Hopkins University was reporting 336 deaths and 14,000 cases in the state. The development of a long-range plan for public transit in Iowa is nearly complete. This plan supports the current state transportation plan, Iowa in Motion 2045, and will provide input into the future development of Iowa in Motion 2050. The intent of the efforts is to efficiently plan and manage resources for an effective statewide public transit system within Iowa's multimodal transportation system. DOT says a key part of the plan update is collecting public input. Stakeholder and public feedback have been considered throughout the planning process and is being sought once more to help refine the final draft of the Iowa Public Transit long-range plan. A copy of the plan can be reviewed through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And any comments, feedback, or input can be submitted by following the instructions found at the top of the webpage there. The public comment period is open now through Wednesday, July the 1st. Almost 400,000 Iowans have asked for an absentee ballot for the June 2nd primary, and early voting for the primary is likely to set an all-time record.
People have listened and they heard. They got the message. Let's vote safe. Let's vote from home right now.
That's Secretary of State Paul Pate, the state's commissioner of elections. His office mailed absentee ballot request forms to every registered Iowa voter, encouraging Iowans to ask their county auditor for the vote-by-mail option rather than in-person voting on primary day.
I think the pandemic has put a much stronger emphasis on voting. People are at home. They're paying attention to what the government's doing.
And the deadline for requesting an absentee ballot is Friday, May the 5th. Or actually at 5 p.m., I should say, officials suggest any requests sent through the U.S. Postal Service should be mailed today to ensure that it gets to the county auditor on time. Polk County Auditor Jamie Fitzgerald says Iowa's largest county, an average of about 9,000 people, typically ask for an absentee ballot for primary. His office has already processed 10,000 requests.
And we still have 54,000 requests.
And while there will be in-person voting available on primary day, election officials like Fitzgerald are encouraging Iowans to use this vote-at-home option.
You're having people that are now voting safely, making sure they don't spread the virus. We are in the pandemic.
And Pate says the Iowa National Guard soldiers distributed PPE, or personal protective equipment, and cleaning supplies to county auditors last week that will be used by poll workers at precinct voting sites on June 2nd. Each voting booth will be cleaned between uses. Some counties plan to offer voters gloves. In Polk County, each primary day voter will be given their own pen to use and take with them after they cast their ballot. Fitzgerald says in Polk County and most others, the number of precincts have been reduced to ensure there's enough space inside for social distancing and make sure there are enough poll workers.
I don't want to wake up like I did in Wisconsin and find out that 400 people have quit. So we're constantly training. We're constantly talking to our poll workers.
Pate predicts as many as 70% of the ballots cast in the June primary, however, will be absentee ballots. He says Iowans can track their ballot votes on voterreadyiowa.gov.
So when the auditor's office receives your request, it'll show that. It'll show when the auditor sends it out. It'll show when it gets back to the auditor's office, so you know it got there.
Two election officials made their comment this weekend on the Iowa Press program on Iowa Public Television. They both are urging Iowans to vote by mail to avoid a common mistake and to remember to sign and date the ballot when you do. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.